AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Federal authorities say an online threat against white males at the University of Chicago that led the school to cancel classes today appears to have been spurred by the police shooting of a black teenager.
The posted threat was specific. 16 white male students and or staff at the University of Chicago would be executed on Monday morning. The school canceled classes and urged faculty, students, and staff to stay away from campus. Later, federal authorities announced the arrest of 21-year-old Jabari Dean, a student at the University of Illinois at Chicago. He's been charged with transmitting a threat in interstate commerce. I'm Tim McGuire.
Schools called off classes today as road crews dealt with a slow-moving snowstorm that threatens to bury parts of the northern plains. States farther south are dealing with icy weather and deadly flooding. Congress, back from a Thanksgiving break, may move quickly to overhaul a program that allows travel to the U.S. with no visa. The program has come under criticism following the terror attacks in Paris. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says he's pleased to hear Paul Ryan say he intends to keep the government from running out of cash next week.
I say with some confidence that the newly elected Speaker of the House doesn't want to preside over a government shutdown 6 weeks into his tenure.
While attending a global warming conference in Paris, Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes says President Obama talked to President Putin about Turkey's shootdown of a Russian bomber near the Syrian border.
The president was able to express his regret over the Russian loss of life, while at the same time reiterating his belief that Russia and Turkey need to de-escalate the situation.
Russia has deployed anti-aircraft missiles in Syria. This is AP Radio News. The bottom two teams in the AFC North square off on Monday Night Football.
As the 3-7 Ravens travel to Cleveland to take on the 2-8 Cleveland Browns. The focus in Cleveland this week has been again on the quarterback spot, as the team is sitting second-year QB Johnny Manziel after pictures and a video of him at parties last week during the bye week surface. Josh McCown, who led the Browns to an overtime win over Baltimore earlier this year, will be back under center. The Ravens will have a new quarterback as well, as veteran Matt Schaub takes over for Joe Flacco, who's done for the rest of the year after tearing his ACL and MCL last week in a win over the Rams. Matt Lodi, Cleveland.
Kobe Bryant's farewell tour begins in the city that loves and hates him. Bryant will play his first road game since announcing he'll retire after this season in his hometown Tuesday night against the winless Philadelphia 76ers. The five-time NBA champion's relationship with Philly fans has been turbulent during his career. Some love him and some hate him. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.